Welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's the 26th of October, 2012, and today is officially 1 year that co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo has assisted me with the morning program. Typically, he's been on each and every Wednesday from 1 year ago, 365 days ago, but oftentimes you've heard him on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Mondays and Thursdays, and today on Friday, being the one-year anniversary, I'm going to share some glimpses, some snapshots from the past. Jason has no knowledge of anything that I'm about to share, and you will find a lot of our laughter in some of the things we recorded or said over the air, or when we were going to record a radio spot and had to do a few little restarts just because of talking it through. So you're going to hear a variety of different things from our morning program, radio spots, and then maybe if we have time, I'm going to have the re-airing of Jacob's Pinky Finger story. So we'll be talking about that in a minute. So I'm just going to jump right in here. And I told you, Jason, that with this being the 1 year anniversary, I wanted to find that proverb about a cheerful heart. And I finally tracked it down. Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. But I love that cheerful heart. And I think this will be quasi like you had to be there to really get it. But many of you had tuned in and will have been a part of some of these broadcasts in the past. So these are just some highlights. I quickly went into some of our archives and found some of these cuts. But bear with us. I think I have about 13 different fun ones. And we'll begin the first one. As many of you know, the studio is here in the home. And while we're in the midst of our program, my dryer buzzer goes off. So we'll start with that one.
And find your own personal struggles that you might be having with your own faith. And so the verse goes on to...
That's my laundry.
That was your laundry.
Hey, the studio's here in the home. I got a load of laundry going. That's actually the dryer. Yep, yep.
I thought that was
multitasking.
I thought that was SRN news.
I might have to go start folding my shirts in a few minutes, so keep going.
Oh. Can somebody pray for me, please? Yeah. You know, he says, Jude's saying, look at...
Okay, so then you got back on track right away.
Did,
so,
yeah.
You know, the studio is in the home here in White Heath with the Muhammad phone, a Farmer City school, Mansfield Fire. I vote in Centerville. It's kind of like out here in the country, 8 acres, so I don't know where I'm at. Then there's times we got tongue-tied or tried to share some scripture. This is when we're talking about Genesis.
What we have to understand when we read Genesis, and we read particularly Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to go just a few verses. We're going to go just a few.
Ah, you're catching my bug.
I know. We're going to go with just a few first verses in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay, so, you know, we're human. We say different things at the wrong time, especially me. You'll find out through some of these many clips that Jason oftentimes loves to laugh at me, but I'm not bothered by that. Here's another one. Jason's referring to me as getting old as I'm trying to... We were working on a radio spot to record something, and some of my settings had changed. Pastor Cole did that for so many years, and you heard maybe that audio clip. Shoot, there's some... How's it going through your headphones? It's really weird on mine.
Okay. No, I'm good. Are you sure you're just not getting old?
No. I was messing with this because of Phil. And, So, we're laughing at ourselves laughing. So there was that one. That was trying to do a radio spot. Here's one where you just were humored by me trying to figure out the word migration. As I was talking about the hummingbirds coming through, and I couldn't think of the right word, but as you know, the hummingbirds have migrated through. They're long gone. They won't be back till like April of next year. And so here's a little clip from me being so excited about the 20-plus hummingbird sightings that I had that day. The immigrant, not immigrant.
Oh.
When they go back.
Okay. Hummingbird immigration.
Can we see your visa?
¿Dónde está?
Not hibernate.
It's
okay,
fair.
All right, we got to keep going. I'm going to lose.
Immigrate, hibernate, any other H you want to use?
Oh, shoot. I usually know what... So the hummingbirds are leaving the area. I know they're all they won't know why you're laughing so hard. So the hummingbirds are going to be gone soon. So Remember, it's time to bring in those feeders. And those of you that have your hose, I'll jump in right now because actually now's the time. You're not going to be watering the lawn. Get those hoses in. 1 year I left it attached and it froze up the spigot and then we had water in the wall. Mm-hmm. So bring in your hoses, everyone. That's kind of a public service announcement this morning. Then there was the time, I couldn't find the one where you did your Jack Nicholson impression, which was a great one, but I do have you commenting on Italians, and this is a classic one.
Great.
And this one, we don't want you writing in, and I do clarify that in our conversation.
And he grabbed him. So not only does he come to him, but he grabs him and began to choke him.
Yeah.
And he says, now look at this is the first mention in the Bible of Italians. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't write us. I want to keep Jason around. Please don't write us.
So it says here that the servant went out and he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. And he said, pay back all the money you owe me, he demanded. Then the fellow servant fell to his knee.
Okay, that's you do have a number of different voices. There's some radio spots you've done on the side that's just so classic. So in case you just tuned in, we're having fun on this Friday. It's the one-year anniversary that Jason Schiffel, God has raised him up to assist this radio ministry in so many different ways. And we thought we'd have a little fun, so bear with us. Give us a little allowance. I know typically we try to divide God's word or share on some spiritual topics. But I did find a verse that talks about a cheerful heart is good medicine. And I hope you can laugh along with us and be encouraged and really be blessed by the way God has worked in and through Jason and this radio ministry in various ways. But we're kind of focusing on some of the fun things that have been said and shared over the years. And then if we have time, we'll recap Jacob's pinky story. But I was trying to remember whether we were discussing the book of Job or Jude, and I got it all mixed up. And that'll become real obvious in a second here as you correct me. I'm going to take a survey right now. I'm looking out through my radio glasses. How many of you were tuned in Wednesday?
Do we wait for a response? Do you have that button you press and you hear like the cheering or?
Well, then I know you're back today to hear what we're going to share on the book of Job.
The book of Jude.
On the book of Jude. So we're going to
things don't go badly for either one.
I promise. And I know on Wednesday we were going to talk about Jude. Okay, so we got through that one. Now, this is a classic. This is for the records. I want everyone to pay attention to what Jason is about to say because we do have it. It's a factual account of something that happened some months back.
And grab a hold of you and pull you close and remind you of how much he loves you. You know, I think of before I want Mark to talk. This is the first time I've talked so much. This is crazy. I just thought, wow, I've talked for like 16 minutes. This is like a record. And the gold for the Olympics. It's crazy. There was one of the big people
okay,
in
then you
in
went
Jewish
on. You got to actually, you know, I know people talk about how I can often derail you or, you know, have a lot to say because I have to kind of cover all the announcements and some of the radio updates and such. But that was a classic where you kind of ran for the first 15 or so minutes on a really great topic and dividing scripture. And that's part of your calling and gift sets is to teach and to preach. So that was kind of a fun one some months back. Then there was that question, I was looking in my Bible, and you know how the chapter headings, and I was looking at, I think it was Galatians, but I saw Philippians at the top, and
I
was quoting.
This.
So this is kind of a fun little clip from, I don't know, 6 or so months back. Well, I'm looking at Philippians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord. Is that another finally at the end of Philippians here?
Where is it at?
Philippians 6:10.
Philippians, there is no 6:10.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's the one I said already. Ephesians 6:10.
This will be
Mark Burns has just added a chapter to the Bible. The Holy Spirit has spoken.
Look, I'm seeing Philippians. It looks like it's right there. All
wasn't
right,
that
yeah,
the day then
totally
afterwards people brought people
just
to be healed at White Heath and everything?
Okay, so carry on. Well, then later on, there's another little blooper, and you refer back to that. I'll play that now where we were into Galatians, and you refer back. So here's kind of another little blooper from the past. You're tuned in to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. But is there something else mentioned
here? I don't think it's divided at all. I think that the fruit we see in the latter chapter of Galatians, the gifts, or the, not the the fruit we see in the latter chapter, what is it, 6?
Galatians 5. Galatians.
I'm not trusting you ever since that Philippians. When you added.
Added my old chapter.
You added your own new chapters of Philippians. If Mark ever uses Philippians 6 with you, you know he's up to something.
5, Galatians.
I think it's 5, yeah. Yeah, there is only 5 chapters. So what was I saying now?
No, we're talking about fruit.
I don't think it's divided from the fruit.
Okay, and then we're going to go with one more, and then I think we'll have enough time to get the Jacob Pinky story in. This is you recently talking about needing more coffee. It's a classic. You like your coffee.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where I was going. What was I talking
the
about?
The language and the land.
Oh, yeah. So what was I saying now? See the rain? Who knows what it is? I need more coffee. Can you give me an intravenous?
Well, anyway. So, yeah, you can tell we're delighted in ourselves. I don't know if that says anything about our personalities, but it's kind of fun to laugh, and hopefully you're kidding along with us. But with the laughter, with the great friendship that God has brought us together, with the ministry that we hope and pray happens through this morning program, you had a touching story earlier this summer as you got to take Jacob on a little father-son trip out to Clinton Lake. And I think we'll have enough time to play that in its entirety, and then maybe I'll close out with something else. But this is called like the Jacob Pinky story. And basically, we told the story, and then the next day I asked you to repeat it again, and you filled in a few more details. And so this being during the summer, Jacob was 6 at the time, and you were having your father-son outing over at Clinton Lake. And so we'll just pick up with the story during our morning program, as recorded on August 10th of 2012. I almost want you to recap that story about Jacob, because every time I look at my little pinky now, I think, thank you, God, that my pinky knows you like Jacob's pinky knows you, that I'm 100% sold out, that I'm saved because I've asked Jesus into my heart. And if you missed Wednesday's program, Jason, it bears mentioning again. It's such a touching story because it really mirrors or portrays the love that Father God has for each and every one of us. Please share that again.
We went about a month and some change ago to Clinton Lake, Jacob and I, to just share some father-son time, go along, walk along the trail, do all those things, and preface this by saying not my best parenting moment. I think you just want me to say it again so you watch me cry, because I cry every time I say it. But we went and we walked along the nature trail. We had a primitive campsite, and we had wood and the fire pit, and we did Jiffy Pop and roasted marshmallows and just had a great time. My secret mission was to just talk to him about God and the Bible and Jesus and just share Father God as me, the father, was walking along with him. Very Deuteronomy 6:4 in my responsibilities to my son.
And Jacob, you might have mentioned, it's 6 years old.
Just 6 years old, yep, a little guy. But I think 6 is kind of a pivotal age. I think that there's some things happening in faith and wonderment, you know, that Jesus talks about that faith like a child. So I look at Jacob and I go, oh, he's getting to that point where his imagination is being sparked. So many different things. God is releasing gifts in him that prior to maybe 6, you saw him, but he didn't know what they were. And now I think he's really beginning to go, wait a second, with these hands that God has given me, I can draw pictures. And with this mouth that God's given me, I can sing things. And, I mean, he's really just coming into that age of where he's like, wow, look at what God's done. So I want to make sure that that's first and foremost on his mind. Look what God's done in and through you, and God can do in and through you. So we went camping at Clinton Lake, and we decided like midday we were going to go to the beach there at Clinton Lake. And so we're driving to the beach and talking about Jesus, talking about the Bible. He says to me, he says, oh, my whole body knows Jesus, Papa. He calls me Papa. But my little finger, my pinky. And I'm like, your pinky doesn't know Jesus? And he's like, no. So we get out of the car, and I go, okay, well, we need to pray that pinky into Jesus. So it's the first time for everything. I mean, you know, I think next I'll probably have to do some dog salvation or cat salvation or something. It was just strange. But we grabbed a hold of his pinky and we prayed.
But he's serious in a sense.
It was not a joke for him. He was serious. His whole body knew Jesus but his pinky. So we grabbed a hold of his pinky right there in the parking lot in front of the big building for the beach, and we prayed over his pinky that his pinky would accept Jesus into his life. So we went up to the beach building, and we paid our $1 to get in. We went inside where you put on your swimming suits and at the changing room, and as we're doing this, Jacob's giving me updates. Oh, Papa, 20% of my pinky knows Jesus now. Oh, 50% knows that. And if you know Jacob, this isn't him joking. I mean, he's giving me honest-to-goodness updates as he's feeling them.
It's just, and it's like there's a twinkle in his eye, but there's a reality or a truth or, you know, in the mind of a six-year-old, in a sense, he's like saying Jesus is really becoming a part of my pinky,
It was totally odd. You know, you could stand there and laugh at it, but in the same token, you're going, he's serious. Like, 60%, Papa. He's serious, 60%. So we get out and we hit the sand on the beach, and he goes, Papa, he holds up his pinky, 100%. My whole body knows Jesus. I'm like, praise the Lord. You know, we were going to launch into 10 verses of Just As I Am, but, you know, it was all good. So we threw the towel down, and like I think I shared, I don't do well with swimming. My ears are not good, so the price of admission to get them really wet is not worth it. It'll be a week of earaches. So we lay down the towel right on the edge of the water. I got a book. Jacob dives in. He loves the water. He's like a fish. I see him swimming around, and he goes out about maybe 25 feet, and I see him kind of backstroking. And he's going, Papa, Papa. And I'm thinking, oh, look, he can backstroke. I've never seen him do that. He's showing off. And then all of a sudden I get that kind of parental thing where I go, wait a second. Something is wrong. Something's not right. And I realize that he's, Papa, Papa, and he's doing that because he's drowning. So I jump up and I rush into the water, you know, not caring about my ears or anything else, just going to my son, and I'm getting out and I'm almost about to him. I'm maybe about just a foot or two from him, and all of a sudden the water goes from about my waist up to my upper chest. It's like boom. And I realized that where Jacob was probably walking, there was a hole in the bottom of the beach. I fall in and I grab a hold of him. And I pull him up and his belly is distended. He's taken in a lot of water and he is scared. He is so scared. I lift him up and immediately he throws up on me. All that water has to have somewhere to go. It went on me. And I just grab a hold of him and I realize, oh my gosh, I almost lost my son. I mean, my son was drowning. So I took him up to the beach and laid him down on the towel and wiped him off. And, you know, I was just kind of talking to him and just affirming for him. And he told me, he goes, Papa, if my whole body didn't know Jesus, you might not have come and saved me. And as I shared, because I was sharing out of that last verse in Jude, to him who can keep you from falling, you know, and it says in there, be merciful to those who doubt, that my son Jacob has a lot of doubts. He has a lot of doubts and a lot of questions. He's only 6 years old, you know, but he has faith right now that his father, me, was always watching over him. And that in the same sense, his father in heaven, because of his faith in Jesus Christ, was also watching over him. So it's a great moment for us. And after that, I mean, I never share this anywhere else, but we were walking along after that. We went on another nature walk after he kind of felt better, and we got some Gatorade in him and that. And he was pointing out God's creation to me. He's going, look at God created that bird, Papa. And look at Papa, that grass. God created that grass. I mean, it's like he has had some sort of revelatory moment about God's presence in his life. And I think I shared in the end of that show that if somebody, after I had told this in a sermon, they came up and they go, you know, the pinky is the weakest finger on your hand, and therefore maybe most prone to doubt, you know, if we looked at it as a metaphor for faith. And can we as adults, I mean, a six-year-old did it. A six-year-old identified the point of his greatest doubt, his weakness, and then asked for prayer and faith in that. I mean, can we as adults do that? Can each one of you, my friends and listening friend, can you say, look, at I've got a pinky-sized doubt in my life, and I'm going to need to grab a hold of some folks and pray over that. I'm going to need to grab a hold of that pinky myself and pray the doubt out, and pray that Jesus, pray that Jesus is bigger than that doubt. Because a six-year-old could do it. Mm-hmm. And a six-year-old has a testimony that when you do that, he keeps you from falling. And so, I mean, you, my friend, could do that right now. I mean, it's so simple. Because each one of us has pinky-sized doubt in our life.
Is it in Revelation where the children will lead us? Or in the end days, that's that prophetic, those prophetic passages,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where here's an example of a six-year-old. In a sense, we might kind of laugh, oh, he wants his pinky to come to know Jesus, but yet in a real sense, he just wanted to surrender his whole body, his whole
right.
life, all that he knew as a six-year-old, he wanted to give to God, and then to see that you were there to protect him, to reach out, to bring him to shore, what a reminder to him that God was watching out for him because he had surrendered his whole body to the Lord Jesus.
And I'm going to tell you what. It was a moment where I go, oh, I love the time I spend with senior saints, and I love the time I spend with you, Mark, and I love the time I spend with teenagers, and I love the time I spend with people my age. And then I was going, I need to get some more six-year-olds in my life.
Yeah.
Because God really used that. And you know what? I would say this, because this is something that's been on my mind all week. What is our view of God? I mean, when it comes to that, I mean, we look at our pinky-sized doubt, And do we have this view that God will take care of that? Do we have this view that we can pray and Jesus will come and Jesus will help to quell that doubt and help to raise a greater level of faith within us? You know, it's really interesting in Luke chapter...
Well, I'm going to jump in here. That program is archived at our website, greatnewsradio.org. That was August 10th of this year. And Jason, that's the one-year anniversary that you've served with this radio ministry. Thank you, God, for how He raised you up at a unique time in my life and our friendship and our ongoing ministry together and just the various ways that He'll continue to use you. And I just want to publicly thank God for you, and I'm sure many of our listeners will be continuing to pray you up and your family, Tasha and Jacob and Molly and Abigail. Let me close out with giving Molly some equal time. This is a little radio spot that you've recorded at home, I guess about a year ago, a long time ago, but you'll hear little Molly's voice.
Say, my name's Molly.
Molly. I love Jesus. I love Mommy and Daddy. I like my parents. I'm 3 years old. I listen to Dave News Radio. I love Dave News Radio.
What a sweetie. Thank you, God, for the Shippo family. Thank you, God, for Jason. Thank you, God, for our Great News Radio listeners.
So you want me to say something?
Yeah, you haven't gotten to say really much. I mean, it's all your old voices and old material.
I checked my email. I posted on Facebook. I encouraged my wife. She wanted me here today.
Yeah. So thanks for at least standing there so I had somebody to talk to. So anyways, we'll close out with the laughing song. This is The Cathedrals, and hopefully it'll put a step in your walk today and a joy in your heart. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Shippo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and weekend.
By a feather, I've been tickled by a wasp. I've been tickled by a yellow bumblebee. Ha 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 ha